Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
You guys, I'm very excited to announce that Shenanigans is finally up and running. This has literally been a year in the making. One of the fun parts about this show is we're going to play some games every week. It'll be a different game, sometimes the same game with a different guest. There may be some cocktails involved, you know, a little happy hour. But mostly, it is just going to be a lot of fun. So every week, we'll have new episodes. You can follow on Instagram. It's at Shenanigans, spelled with my name, at S-C-H-E-A-N-A-N-I-G-A-N-S. Also at Sheena on Instagram and Twitter. I am quite active on both social medias, and Snapchat is my thing. So I'm daily posting snaps, living my life in Vegas, having a lot of fun. So follow me, tune into the show. Today we have Ariana Maddox, who is one of my best friends and favorite people. I'm excited to ask her some would you rather questions, some fan questions, talk a little Pump Rules, and see what some of her beauty secrets are. So I don't know if all of you guys know, but I am currently living in Las Vegas. I'm doing a show at the Paris Hotel 6 nights a week. It's every night except Wednesday at 7 p.m. Saturdays, we also have an 11 p.m. show, and soon we are adding a second show on Friday nights as well. So that is a big part of my life right now that has been a lot of fun. I have gotten back into acting, which is something I put on hold for a while. I was really focused on the last two relationships I was in, and when I'm in a relationship, that kind of becomes my world and my life, and I live it for the other person, and now I'm living it for myself, and I'm having a blast. I have seen some amazing shows in Vegas. I will say Magic Mike Live is my fave. If you haven't seen it, you should. The guys are all hot. They're talented, great dancers. There's an amazing singer. It's a very fun and entertaining show. I've been, like, I don't know, 3 times and pulled up on stage every time, but it's a lot of fun. And I also went to Chippendales recently. They pulled me on stage as well. It's kind of becoming a thing for me in Vegas where any show I go to, they're pulling me on stage. Thunder from Down Under, pulled on stage both times I went. But you know what? Single Sheena is not hating this Vegas life. And I will say one of the things I love most about living in Las Vegas is everyone is very supportive of one another. Everyone's in their own show. They have their own things they're working on. So it's not competitive. No one's trying to get my job or be the star of my show, not saying Vanderpump Rules is my show, I'm just saying as far as my show goes in Vegas, it's great. I mean, the talent out there is insane. On Friday nights, we go to the Tuscany. They do this cabaret night, and all of these performers just come up, they sing songs, and I'm blown away every week by the talent that some of these people have out there. And it's just become a really fun new adventure for me starting out the 2018 year. I went into it single for the first time in 8 years, and I was really worried moving to Vegas. Like, am I going to find friends out here? Am I going to be lonely? Am I going to get depressed? Am I going to get bored doing the same show every night? But none of that has happened. I immediately made a great group of friends. Chris and Chester are the two guys who star opposite me in my show, and they are amazing, so talented. Both of them are triple threats. They sing, dance, act. They literally do it all. Sometimes I'm like, wait, what am I doing in this show? Because you guys are so awesome. But I have just really come to love the city. It's always kind of been a second home to me. I've been going to Vegas my entire life, ever since I was a little kid. I have a lot of family out there. And now, I mean, it really does just feel like a home away from home. I have been to, oh my gosh, so many Cirque shows. I just went to Zoomanity last week. That was amazing. I really am enjoying just kind of stepping out of my comfort zone and doing something that I wouldn't have done if I was still in a relationship. I never would have picked up my life and moved to another city or state. I mean, I've literally lived in LA my entire life. The longest I had ever been out of Southern California before this was a 10-day trip in Europe. And that was a long time to be away from home. And now I'm back every week doing my show here at Podcast One, but I was there for a full 5 weeks without coming back, and I loved it. I was like, wait, I don't want to go back. But then I had this meeting, and it was super important, so obviously I came back. But I just absolutely love it, and if you guys haven't gotten a chance to see my show, please come to Vegas. I will be giving away comps, and we do a meet and greet every night. Always have cocktails with people after. It's a fun show. It's the best 69 minutes on the strip. It's 16 and over. And yeah, my parents have been, my sister's been. It's just a really good time. So that is my life right now, and I'm loving it. I know I do always say, like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Everything's fucking unicorns and rainbows. But in Vegas, it is. And that's one of the things I love about the Magic Mike show is there's a unicorn in it, which is awesome because unicorns are my shit. All right, so that's enough about me. I mean, it's not always all about me, but on this show, it is, and my guests. So I'm going to bring in Ariana, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. Okay, let's be real. Actually making it to a yoga class can add more stress than it's supposed to release. Seriously, like, the only thing worse than finding parking is finding space on the floor to put your mat and then twisting your body in a room full of complete strangers, including the weird guy next to you who keeps looking around. Yeah, creepy. Plus, I'm busy. That's why I started using Yoga Glow, which helped me keep my schedule and my body super flexible. Yoga Glow is an online yoga and meditation that you can literally do anywhere. They have thousands of classes at all levels with rock star teachers like Katherine Buttig, Elena Brower, and Jason Crandall. And you can get unlimited access for just $18 a month, so why not? Yoga Glow is something you can literally use anywhere with a connected device, giving users the ability to catch a class like wherever they are. It's easy to use, easy to find a class that's just right for you. The best thing with Yoga Glow is there's no driving, no parking, no creepy people, and best of all, no stress. With Yoga Glow, you can practice in your own space, on your own time, for just $18 per month. And that's less than a single class at any yoga studio, let's be honest. So get your first 2 weeks of Yoga Glow free when you sign up on yogaglow.com/Sheena. That's yogaglow, GLO.com/Sheena for 2 weeks free. Yogaglow, GLO.com/Sheena. Check it out.
This is Shenanigans.
All right, guys, we are finally doing it. Almost a year later, Shenanigans is officially up and running with Podcast One. Ariana Maddox is back for the first official episode.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I miss this girl so much. So happy to be hanging with my bestie.
Yeah. I'm happy to have you back in LA for like a second.
I know, right?
And thanks for having me on your first podcast.
Yeah, I am honored.
Yeah,
the first one we did was a little kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say we were bashing. We were just trying to get my side of part three of the reunion out there.
Well, I think what ends up happening sometimes when reunions air is there's a lot of feedback from what people are seeing on TV. And then you feel like, well, it felt different when I lived it. So then you feel like you want to put that out there. And then it's like when you're clarifying, you're not trying to be rude about other people. You're just trying to like get out what you are feeling. And then sometimes it just spins out of control and there you have it.
We go off on a tangent and then I'm saying one thing and then it reminds me of another thing. And sometimes I get very defensive, which I'm trying not to do anymore. I've been a little more quiet on social media lately. So I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Yeah, you got to stop caring so much about what other people say.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people who say stupid things all the time.
Totally. So. But, you know, I'm living my life and I'm happy doing it.
So. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your show in Vegas. I'm happy for your podcast. And
thanks.
Yeah.
Tom was actually there this weekend.
Yeah, how
he
was
brought
that?
Chad from Nickelback.
Yes.
That was so much fun. It was such a great show. It was a great audience. I was just waiting for it. I'm like, I told my cast, I was telling Chris and Chester, I was like, you guys, just wait for it. Sandoval's going to have notes for me.
Of course. Of course.
It didn't happen until 2 a.m. after like a case of beer.
I'm surprised it took him that long.
I am too. And he was like walking me to my car and he's like, all right, Sheena, I got some notes for you. And I was like, I've been waiting for this all night. And he's like, I mean, you know, you're playing this like nerdy character, but like, you're not nerdy. Like, you know things about sex and you're playing. And I'm just watching Sheena act up there. I'm like,
well, yeah, that's
that's kind of the point, Tom. I'm acting in a play.
Yeah.
I'm not. He's like, yeah, but you should like use your name. Like, why are you Robin? I'm like, because I'm playing a character.
I'm sorry, what? Tom, you know better than this. Tom.
He's like, I know, it was just
don't
weird.
Don't embarrass like, me like that.
I'm watching you act. I'm like,
yes,
because
Tom,
it's a play.
It's a play. I'm confused by his notes.
That was his overall note, was that it's not believable that I'm this nerdy character.
It's like She's All That.
Yeah.
Because it's like, or like in Not Another Teen Movie when it's like she's wearing glasses and then she takes her glasses off.
Completely.
And she's like super hot the whole time.
Thanks. But by like the end of the show, I mean, Sheena comes out of the Robin Brown character and you see a little bit of both of us. So it's fun. But in true Shenanigans fashion, as we did last time, we're going to start with a little game.
Ooh, I like games.
This time, instead of the superlatives, we're going to do Would You Rather.
Ooh. Ooh, I hope it's good.
Okay. So, would you rather be an orc in The Lord of the Rings or be a White Walker in Game of Thrones?
Ooh, I have to say I'd rather be a White Walker in Game of Thrones because I did like the orcs, but the thing about the White Walkers is like I feel like they're smarter. See, but I don't want to just be any White Walker. I want to be like the leader of the White Walkers because they have like really cool blue eyes and they look super icy and I like it. And now they have a dragon. So wait, spoiler, sorry. The White Walkers have a dragon now. This is all. That's fine, right?
Well, now,
I feel like enough time has passed.
Now I can't watch it. You just ruined everything.
You've never watched it.
I know. I've heard that that's one of my flaws is that I don't watch Game of Thrones.
It is. What's one of your, like, probably your biggest flaw?
That's what I've heard. But it's like, what, 7 seasons now? That's a lot to catch up on.
It's a lot, but honestly, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's a journey, but it's all about the journey. It's not about the destination.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Next question. Would you rather always have to wear a life jacket on dates or always have to wear a straight jacket in business meetings?
Life jacket on dates. I'm claustrophobic. I could never deal with a straight jacket no matter where I... Like, as soon as you said straight jacket, I was like, the other one. Because I can't... I could never. I'm too claustrophobic.
Makes sense.
I get freaked out. Like, I got a laser treatment done on my face the other day, and they put numbing cream on, and the numbing cream made me feel claustrophobic, and I almost had a panic attack.
Like, the first time you got Botox and you couldn't raise your eyebrows?
Oh, my God. That scared the shit out of me. I was like, never again.
You're like, trapped in your own face.
Yeah. I was like, honestly, Botox is not for me. I felt trapped in my own face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I was behind a glass wall. And I was like trying to get out and I couldn't get out.
And I love when my face doesn't move. It's starting to move a little too much right now. So when I'm here next week, I have my appointment.
That freaked me out. I didn't like that.
Would you rather wake up with a wicked hangover every day, even though you don't drink, or go to sleep with the drunk spins every night, even though you don't drink?
Well, I feel like I have a follow-up question for the would you rather question. The drunk spins, am I like puking? And because I can deal with the drunk spins if I just fall asleep and it goes away.
It's probably like a vertigo thing.
Yeah, I would rather have the drunk spins and go to sleep without drinking.
Me too.
Because I feel like I could, once I pass out, I don't care. And I fall asleep pretty fast.
Yeah. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Would you rather get struck by lightning, but it fixes all of your physical flaws? Ooh. Or get your foot bit off by a shark, but you become hugely famous.
Oh, lightning. Hell yes, lightning. First of all, I need both of my feet. And I would much rather be struck by lightning because, A, if I live through it and it fixes all of my physical flaws, I mean, that's great. But then I would also know what it feels like to be struck by lightning and live through it. So I feel like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one-footed regardless. I don't give a shit about being famous that bad. Hell no.
I mean, you already are, let's be honest.
I'm like,
you're kind Z-list. Of a big deal. Okay, so speaking of Tom being in Vegas with me this weekend, I just have to tell you a couple cute stories. I know I texted you a little bit, but it was like to the point where I'm like, Tom, I'm single, shut up. So he,
what did he do?
Takes myself, Chad, and his girlfriend Heather on an adventure to the infamous Golden Nugget.
Oh, yes. That's Tom's favorite.
Yeah. We had never been. I never knew what
Are
a
you
cool
serious?
Pool that was.
That
no.
pool is so great.
Yeah. I had no idea. They have sharks.
Yes. In the tank.
Insane.
We stayed there for Life is Beautiful last year in October. We were like, neither one of us had ever stayed there. And so we were like, why don't we just stay there? Because then we can walk to the festival. And honestly, it was the best decision we've ever made.
Yeah.
It was great.
So you just stayed in the pool when you were there last time, not the hotel.
We were in the pool for about 5 minutes.
He was like, walked us over. He goes, this is where it happened. You know, he was just like.
Oh, my God, Tom.
But he was so cute. He was just like, I'm so in love with her. And then he like started getting emotional and was like, I miss my dumpling. Aww. I wish my dumpling was here. I need to call my dumpling. But I want to play blackjack, but I miss my dumpling. It was very cute.
Oh, he's cute.
He treated us all to ziplining downtown. Aww, I had never done that.
Are you serious?
No.
Gina?
I've jumped off the stratosphere. I haven't
ziplined
downtown.
I haven't jumped off the stratosphere yet, and I really want to do that.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
so when
really
you come to Vegas,
yes.
Let's do that.
We're going to jump off the stratosphere.
Yes. I'm so down to
How
do
did
that
you
again.
Like the zip line? Did you do the lay down one?
Yes.
That's the best one.
Well, it was 38 degrees outside.
Oh,
so
right, yeah.
It was a tad bit nippy. Yeah. And Chad was like, Tom, 15 minutes. If I'm not strapped in 15 minutes,
yes.
I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
And he made it happen.
Nice.
And we were in it in about 14 minutes. So
nice. It's really fun, right?
It was.
I mean, I'm sure the cold has to suck. But yeah, it's really fun to sail over everyone Superman style.
Tom and I came in third and fourth place, but
losers.
That doesn't matter. I think it was the line we were on. It was like the person on the left is gonna win. It was rigged.
Yeah.
And but anyway, so it was cute though. We were just telling Chad and Heather stories about how y'all's friendship, you know, blossomed into this amazing relationship. And I was like, I remember back when we all used to work at Villa Blanca. I mean, I'm sure most of you know that's where we met. We picked up a couple shifts there this summer when Sir caught on fire. And it was it was kind of nostalgic.
It really was.
It was fun to be back to where it all started, the three of us.
Yeah, I watched that scene and I actually got like when we were walking up to Villa Blanca in our uniforms, I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I just got so, as Tom would say, he's a big fan of nostalgia. I had a big, big whiff of nostalgia, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. It was so cool. That place was so fun and easy to work at. It was just so low-key in comparison to working at Sir.
Sunday nights, that was our shit.
Yeah.
Like, I miss Sunday night Villa Blanca nights.
Me too.
But Also, what I miss was after those Sunday nights, we would always go back to my apartment mm-hmm. and have these amazing dance parties with the We Just Dance.
Yes.
And I would always make you guys do Rock Lobster.
Yes.
And was it the Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
Yes.
You would make, well, me and you did Dirty Dancing. That was our thing
that
first.
That was ours.
And then you were like, Tom, do it. But then you would always make me and Tom do Rock Lobster, which is, I still think, the funniest. The dance moves on the Rock Lobster one are so hilarious because one person actually has like lobster hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. You're doing the lobster moves. If you don't have that game, it's still fun. It's a good
YouTube
workout.
That was the only. I'm sure there's YouTube videos of it.
And before I'm sure.
Like tutorials or whatever.
And before I got in shape, that was the only form of exercise.
I remember that. You were like, this is my workout.
Yeah. You know, late night. Cardio, it's fun. You're drinking while you're working out.
Yeah, I was going to say, the calories that you might be working off by dancing or you're just putting right back into your body with the alcohol.
Yeah.
But like, it's fun that way.
Yeah, we had some good times. So we were like telling them these stories. And Chad's girlfriend, Heather, was like, oh my God. She's like, I have all of those, like every single one of the We Just Dance versions.
No way.
And she goes, but you know what my favorite is? One Direction.
Oh my God.
That's Amazing Beautiful. It's like, we literally danced to that at my wedding.
Well, we tried.
Well, we tried. Didn't all go so
well. It was all downhill from there.
Yeah, but I just thought that was funny. Out of all of the songs on all of the versions of that was one of her favorites.
That is hilarious.
I was like, that's our, love it.
We loved that freaking dance.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Okay, so now that we've reminisced, let's get a little current. I will admit, I haven't watched the last few episodes. I get my...
It's probably better that way.
Yeah. I get my Cliff's Notes from my mom or my sister or you. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to get shit for on Twitter? What are people going to comment on Instagram?
Oh,
what do I need to prepare myself for? But I will say, last season, watching my divorce wasn't as hard for me because I was in a very happy relationship and I was madly in love with Rob. Watching... I don't know if I ever said that, but like I was really in love last year. Like I don't think anybody knew.
I couldn't tell.
But
you kept it secret really well.
I kept it very low key. I was like, I don't want anyone to know how obsessed with this guy I am and how perfect I think he is. Like I kept it super low key.
Yeah, you were super low key.
But now I'm single. I've been single for 6 months now. Mm-hmm. And watching back me being that happy, love-drunk girl started to get a little hard because Rob and I have tried to remain friends. I don't know how many of you guys have tried to remain friends with an ex. It's not easy at all.
Or just also a giant waste of time for the most part.
Yeah. So it has lessened. We don't speak as often because it got hard for me. I'm living in a new city.
Yeah.
I'm hanging with a new group of people. I have a new job. I'm kind of in a different life for the time being. This is temporary. I'm not in Vegas permanently. Mm-hmm. But watching back my old life from last year and my old apartment with my old boyfriend, like it just started to get to where I'm like, I'm very happy in Vegas. And I know I say I'm happy. I always say that people don't even believe me anymore. But
you're like the girl who cried happy instead of the boy who cried wolf.
But I mean, I'm happy in Vegas. I love my job. It's great. But
I believe you this
watching
time.
Watching back, that hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
Because I see how it looks on television. Obviously, you can't see every minute of every conversation we have.
Of course.
It is edited. It is not scripted. It is edited. That's the difference. You're seeing parts of conversations, just bits and pieces. And watching it back.
That have been chosen by a human being.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've even noticed with myself, even watching. I watched this most recent episode. I actually watched it last night, it was 2 days later. And I was just watching how it was interesting to me the way that a conversation that I had with Tom about him going on a business trip to Vegas, how it got completely twisted and it was like something was shown out of order. I mean, it was just kind of like interesting to me because it was like you know, this is the, you know, I don't know. Like, we're not in control of that. We're all being very authentic and living in our truth. But, like, sometimes I think that it just has to all be put together and things have to get cut out and things have to make sense. And so there's a human being that goes through all of that stuff and makes those choices. And sometimes it's not the way you remember living it, you know?
Right. And for me, I mean, I don't want to get too much into it because I think just based on what I've been told, I talked about Rob like a little bit on the show.
Oh my God.
But just.
Let's just say. Yeah.
Just to like say, because I know I look really stupid. And you know what? I was coming off a divorce. I got back with someone who I felt was my soulmate and was the one. And even though, yes, I married someone else at the time, that's what felt right. That was, he was my best friend. And everything felt right at the time until it wasn't. And then everything felt right again with Rob until it wasn't. And you can't fault me for being happy and being in love.
No, that's one thing I don't, that's why somebody was like, why wouldn't you tell Sheena that she looks dumb?
I saw that.
And I was like, first of all, she's just being happy. And what do you mean looks dumb? Looks dumb to who?
Yeah.
The audience that I have to think, I don't think about our on-camera audience half the time when right. we're talking.
I mean,
know?
Those are the people who matter to entertain. That is our job, is to entertain.
But when you're living your real life yeah. and I'm watching you just kind of like, talk about Rob and be happy. You know, if I think it is whatever, I just tune out and fall asleep.
Clearly. But I will say just
I know
kind
you'll
of,
I know it's like I know you'll like run out your energy you'll
yeah.
get tired.
Oh, totally.
You'll get tired.
I get sick of hearing my own voice all the time.
Yeah, you'll get tired and then, you know, we'll talk about something else. Exactly. It's all fine. Then we'll go like eat some tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
I love tacos. Yeah. Taco Tuesday, taco every day yes. for me. But just to put a button
not
in this.
Not hurting anybody else.
Rob was very reserved on the show. He is a person who lives a life on camera in acting and hosting, not as himself on a reality show. For him, that was completely out of his comfort zone. He is a very private person. He plays a role on television. He doesn't play himself like on reality. Yeah. So for him, that was hard to, you know, just have those raw emotions out there. And the moments that we had in private were our private moments. He did mm-hmm. tell me he loved me. Like, we were planning a future together, but then just this world that he became a part of was too overwhelming for him to continue. And as heartbreaking as it was when we broke up, I understood that. But
yeah.
just because things look one way on a show doesn't mean they were that way in our private life. And
well, I do know that about Rob. I know that he was very vocal and very much kind of like saying things, different things to you in private than he was on camera. And I do know that about him. That being said, it kind of annoys me because it's not really his fault, because it's, I can't say like, oh, he should have known better. He should have known that you would end up looking like a very one-sided relationship, because there's no way for him to have known that. But at the same time, it's kind of annoying to me because it did happen that way. And then now you're the one who has to deal with it and he doesn't.
Yeah.
So that does annoy me. And it does annoy me that when you guys broke up, that like all this back and forth, like, you know, the way that he was so back and forth with you, like, really bothers me. I think that Rob's a great guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And I've always liked him. But that always bothers me. It's kind of like, shit or get off the pot, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, I really did try and stay friends. And it kind of got to be too hard. I felt like I couldn't really move on with my life and enjoy Vegas as much as I am now. Because it was like, there was always just him mm-hmm. in the back of my mind. Like, I was afraid, oh, if I Snapchat going to the Magic Mike show for the third time in 2 weeks, like, what's he going to think? But it got to the point where I kind of needed to let a little bit of that go. And as hard as that's been, I mean, we still lightly keep in touch. But it's like, it's just not ever easy to be friends with an ex.
No. I'm friends with, currently, I would say I'm still friends with one of my exes that I was with for, like, 6 years, from, like, 16 to 22. We're friends, but we don't talk, like, all the time.
Right.
It's just, like, every once in a while, like, when we both go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, I'll be like, hey, are you in town? And, like, me, him, and Tom will go all hang out somewhere. And then I was friends with another ex who, you know, I always will always care about. But, like, that, I think, was difficult for him. So that didn't work out because I think he was having a hard time with it. And then every other ex, I mean, I guess I'm kind of, like, loosely acquaintances with a few of them. Like, I'm not on any, like, bad terms with any one of them except there's, like, that one that I... That shall never be named.
That one. Yeah. I remember that one.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like him.
No, he can crawl into a hole and never come out for all I'm concerned. But
yeah, it is not, it's not easy in the beginning. I think what helps with that sort of thing is time and separation. So I think that, like, a friendship with you and Rob is not completely out of the question. I just think that time and distance makes that easier.
Absolutely. And I did appreciate the post that he had recently put up.
Yeah, that was nice.
But then I had a lot of people being like, is he doing this to self-promote? Is he manipulating you? And I'm just like, you know what? I appreciate the fact that he even said something. I mean, he gained a lot of followers throughout our relationship. And just him at least putting that out there, I did appreciate. And now we're moving on. No more Rob
That's
says
it.
Sheena.
That's it.
Hey.
Forever and ever.
Okay, let's talk about you.
Okay.
So, I know last season you were working on a cocktail book and then you were kind of revamping that.
Yes.
Tom wanted to be a part of it.
Yes.
What is going on with that currently?
Okay, so when Tom got involved, we kind of had to, like, go backwards and go through everything and figure out, like, is this still going to work with Tom involved and what is his ideas? And then the writer we were working with, she got too busy. So we, at this point, now we're going to maybe be working with a new writer who I'm excited about because he's really cool. But we've brought on a mixology consultant to basically go through with us all of our recipes that we've been working on and just see if there's anything in there that can be, like, kicked up a notch and taken to the next level. So we are basically, you know, I feel like we're in a really good place. I wrote our proposal myself.
Nice.
Which is crazy because usually an actual author does that. So it's crazy. But I'm going to have somebody obviously go over it. We're basically, because of everything that happened with Tom and the amount of time and effort that Tom had to put into that.
Right.
It took him away from the work that we were doing on the book. But it's actually, I think, going to be better in the long run because I think that the book that we're going to be putting out, hopefully it'll be coming out hopefully soon because I feel like we're actually, like, getting to a point now where things are really picking up and moving quickly.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. But what's going to be great is now, you know, when Tom opens, hopefully they'll be able to sell the book in the bar. So
yeah.
At first it was kind of really stressful having Tom be so not focused on the project we were working on. But I think in the long run, it's going to be really good for it. And I'm really excited about it. So it's going to be – okay, so let me just put this out there for anybody who doesn't know. Tom and I, it's a cocktail book. The working title right now is A Couple of Cocktails.
Oh, cute.
Yeah,
cute.
And basically, we're going to have lots of tidbits in there about our relationship, about our adventures, about crazy bartending stories from – behind the camera on our show, dialogue back and forth of how we, like, work on these recipes together, and then some really fucking kick-ass cocktail recipes and some really gorgeous photography. And
so while you're reading, really you can also get drunk. I mean,
exactly.
That's awesome.
It's going to be really cool. I'm excited.
That was one of my follow-up questions was, will they be selling it at the restaurant making the cocktails there?
I think there's definitely going to be a little bit of crossover as far as cocktails go. I think there's going to be maybe one or two that crossover that from TomTom and the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to sell it in there. I'm putting that out there.
I mean, Sir does merch. Why wouldn't TomTom?
Right.
And that's something super relevant, especially if there's a couple cocktails from the book that are on the cocktail list there.
Yeah. And
you can take it home with you, find out the cute story behind it and how to make it yourself.
Exactly. And I'm sure we're going to be doing a book tour and signings and all that good fun stuff.
Fun.
And we'll have events where we'll be making these cocktails for everybody that comes and maybe we'll have some signed copies at Sir, or not Sir, at TomTom, you know.
Maybe Sir, too. You never know.
Or maybe Sir, too. That would be awesome. I feel like maybe Guillermo would be down for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sir is about due for a little revamp of their cocktail menu. It's been the same drink since we started.
Yeah, we could deal with a couple new ones.
Freshen it up a
little. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what about your lipstick line with Frankie Rose? Was that just like a one-time thing? Are you looking to expand that, do more colors? And I will mention that, is it the strip down? Is that the darker one?
Yeah.
Yes, that is the color I wear every night when I do my quick change.
Nice.
I have a maroon dress that I put on. Mm-hmm. I start out with like just like really no lip color. And then when I put the maroon dress on, I always add that color. Nice. It's in my dressing room sitting right there. It's your pretty face and the lipstick.
That's amazing. So Frankie Rose stripped down as seen in Sheena's Vegas show.
Yeah.
That was so far a one-time thing. Just the three colors, just that one set. We're actually almost out of them. So
amazing.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, I feel like that'll be it. We're going to be selling the last few of those and that'll be it. Maybe next year do another one. I don't know. I really like doing it, but I think what's fun about collaborations is that you collaborate with a company that you really love and you do something that you're really excited about. But then, you know, if you want to move on, you know, I love those lip colors and I love the formula. They're so creamy. They're so moisturizing. But, you know, I don't own the company. So, like, I would love to do some stuff on my own.
Yeah.
I don't know if makeup's really where I would go just because I feel like I am a makeup junkie and I buy makeup all the time, but what I'm really obsessed with is skincare. So I feel like that's
right.
My vibe.
You just launched your Instagram recently.
Yes.
Face Elixir.
My friend Katie Cazorla and I, we actually just like we're in the beginning stages, but things are happening really fast. We're going to be coming out with sheet masks, gel masks, and couple of little accessories and things like that. And where I'm really excited, Face Elixir is the name of the company. It's Face Elixir, but only one E in between.
Right, that's
one
why
word.
I said Face Elixir.
Face Elixir.
Face Elixir.
Face Elixir.
Face Elixir. Got it.
So yeah, if anybody wants to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, we basically at this point have our landing page on our website, but we are moving quickly, and it's something that I am so freaking excited about.
I'm excited.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with face masks. So I don't want to give away too much of what we're working on, but there's definitely a really fun, cool cocktail tie-in to what we're doing, and
ooh,
that's going to be really exciting. Yeah.
Are you using like certain alcohols in some of your products?
Well, I'm not putting alcohol on my face, but
I mean, I don't know.
I can't give it up to.
Okay.
Let's just say it involves, I don't know, feed your face. It's food for your face.
Ooh.
It's food for your face and alcohol for your mouth.
I like it.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun.
So a little fun fact about Ariana that I don't know if too many people know.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Is she used to be a Disney princess at Disney World.
I did.
Who all were you? It was Ariel.
I was Ariel the little, well, as we would say in Disney terms, I was really good friends with, because Ariel is Ariel, but like we were close friends.
Gotcha.
I was really good friends with Ariel the Little Mermaid. Princess Aurora, aka Sleeping Beauty, and I was also really good friends with Cinderella. And I was also really good friends with Winnie the Pooh. I was good friends with
Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
That's another show in Vegas that I just saw.
I think this one's a little different.
Highly recommend it. Just throwing that out
Chip
there.
And Dale. These ones are very hairy. Well, maybe some of the Chip and Dales are hairy. I don't know.
Actually, they're not. They're pretty smooth.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. So, yeah, I had a lot of very good friends at Disney, and it was one of the best jobs I've ever had.
I love that because, like, people, I mean, I know I'm guilty of it too, bitchy Barbie, but I think that that's a cool thing for people to know because some people see you as, you know, being just like kind of like a bitch or just like cold at times, which if you know her, she's not like that at all. But I just have always thought that's like the coolest little fun fact about you. I'm like, she was a Disney princess. She's really nice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny. There's all this vocabulary and certain things you have to know, and each one of them is a very unique individual, and you have to be able to nail all of their unique individual characteristics when you are hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And you're meeting the cutest, sweetest little children ever. Oh my gosh. I've cried a couple times.
I think that's why Disney is my happy place. I have an annual pass. I have, I think, 30 pairs of ears by now. But I'm like, when I have kids, boy or girl, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to be like vintage.
Yeah.
You know? Because yeah. I'm not having kids anytime soon. So by right. the time I do and they're old enough old to go to Disney. But there's this company, Tarte & Bean, who just made me the cutest ones. It's the sex tip colors of my show, the teal and pink. And I'm like, well, I'm living in Vegas. I can't even, like, wear them right now, so.
I mean, you can.
I mean, I guess I could, but I just haven't made it to Disney in a few months. And that's, right. like, I'm going through withdrawals because when I'm here, I'm
you
now.
You go a lot.
I do. And now when I'm here, I only get Wednesdays off. My show's
yeah.
six nights a week. I'm doing 8 shows a week right now in Vegas. Every night except Wednesday. And on my Wednesdays, I'm here at Podcast One. So. Yeah. No time Dang. For Disney for me
See,
right
I
now.
Would go to Disney more often if it was Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World.
Oh, my God.
We're thinking of doing a 21st birthday trip for my sister because she's never been either.
Oh, you got to go. Disney World is on a whole nother level.
You need like a week there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If you've never been, you definitely need a week there. There's 4 parks. You have to take a bus on an actual road to get between them because they're that big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's the best.
Nice.
It's way better than, I mean, sorry, Disneyland is also, we love it. It's great.
Yeah.
Disney World is better.
It's just like the smaller version. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's
the
cute.
Castle is about the height of my apartment.
It's fine. Another fun fact about you, not a lot of people on our show have degrees.
Oh, really? Well, I guess.
You know? I
yeah.
mean... Not a lot of us. I have my degree. You have yours.
I have mine, yeah.
Stassi went to college.
I don't think she
graduated. I don't
think
she finished.
I think she left. I don't have to ask her that, actually. I don't want to say yes or no because I actually don't know for sure.
Right. But
I'll ask her.
That's another thing. I mean, obviously, you always come off very articulate.
Oh, thanks. Sometimes.
But you're educated. And, like, I mean... Anytime if there's, like, something political or just different things going on in the world, like, you're very well-versed in all of that. And that's one thing I really admire about you is you're
thanks.
Super smart.
Thanks. Since high school, since a very young age, I've always been very involved and active in things. And I remember getting into it with people in high school and college over G.W. Bush and, like, getting in screaming matches about how gay marriage should be legal and... all this crazy stuff. Like, I mean, there was literally a point in time where it was like my dad's birthday dinner and we got into a discussion about gay marriage. This is before it was legal. And I got so angry at the conversation that I just like left his birthday dinner and went and sat in the car because I couldn't deal with it. Was just a different time, you know, and it was a time when those things weren't as progressive as they are now. And it was really frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope to God that we can still keep moving in that direction and not go backwards.
Definitely.
Even though some people want us to go backwards.
Is acting still something that you're pursuing? Do you want to do theater, TV, films? Like, I mean,
yeah,
I know you've studied that and now I'm doing it and I think you should be doing it.
Well, I studied theater.
I mean, I did too, but not as hardcore as you did.
I studied theater. That's what I have my degree in. And it's still like to be on Broadway is still my number one top goal in life. And I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on my dance and my voice again lately, like just really, you know, obviously we sing and we dance, but like that is a muscle that you have to practice. It's not like you can just jump back in. So I'm still working towards that. Obviously, I honestly love doing TV. I think, you know, when I say TV, I don't mean Vanderpump Rules. I like doing Vanderpump Rules, but it's different. That's different.
Like sitcoms and guest
stars. Yeah, I love doing – my favorite thing to do with television is multicam sitcoms. And I know a lot of people think that they're not that funny because they're, like, cheesy or whatever. I think those scripts to me are like math problems because there's such a – there's so many, like, cool tricks and rules to it that I find it fascinating and I love studying those. And it is like theater because a lot of them are performed in front of live audiences.
Right.
So it's honestly kind of like doing theater that's filmed. But yeah, that's totally like still my number one goal in life. And I think that, you know, I'm looking towards the future and I think that I can make it happen. I think I can make it happen.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I will say, I mean, the whole voice thing, being on stage 8 shows a week, our show is, it's, I can't wait for you to come see it because, I mean,
I know. I can't believe I have not seen it.
I know. But, I mean, you're busy, and I get it. I'm there for 5 months, so you have plenty of time to come see it. It's not like you're going to come, like, every week. So, I mean, I would love that. But Chester and I, we have had to get, like, these devices for, like, these, like, air misters and things for our voice.
Yeah.
Because when we have a full house, which is quite often, the laughter is so loud that we're like, okay, there's another show in our theater right after. So, like, we can't be pausing for all of the laughter. And we're yelling over people and talking over. And it's like,
yeah.
And then we go out to dinner after. And then we end up at a bar. And then we're doing karaoke.
And
then
there's a lot of people in Vegas, too. There's a lot of, like, smoking is allowed inside.
I hate that. That is the only thing I hate about living in Vegas is that smoking is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just got a weave done. I got my extensions now.
Hey, by the way, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
I actually love that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't like washing my hair more than once a week. And living in Vegas, working in a casino.
Yeah, washing your hair too much is not good. But then if you smell, then you have to.
But also in Vegas, it's very dry. And like the water there, just everything. Like it took me like a month for my skin to adjust. And now I have all of this insane hair, which thankfully is really good quality because it's not mine. But that is one thing. I'm just like, I hate when my jacket or my hair smells like cigarettes.
Yeah.
So
it's gross.
Just throwing it out there. If you smoke cigarettes, you ain't never going to date me. But is there anything show related, non-show related that you want to shout out or touch on that I didn't mention?
Well, you know, just looking back on last summer, I have to say that this season, season six, was the, and this might surprise some people when they think about other seasons that I've been on. I have to say season six of Vanderpump Rules was probably the hardest one to do and the hardest summer to film and the most conflicted and confused and emotional and raw that I've ever been. And so, of course, people are watching it now 7 months later, and they have opinions, and they weren't there. They don't know what the hell they're talking about when half the time. Sometimes I see people say things, and I'm like, well, oh, my God, you, like, totally nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're watching the show, and you, like, totally nailed.
When people sometimes completely get it, and I'm like, yes, yes. Like, how does everyone else not get this? Like, you
it's
get it.
It's crazy how sometimes people just, like, really. And it's so, what's so cool about the show. So what I was, to finish my thought. How raw and emotional everything was for me this summer, and like this honestly was like one of the hardest, if not the hardest summer of my life. Just everything I was going through mentally, I was like really having a hard time. It's really amazing to connect with strangers all over the world who understand what you're going through and who have been there themselves. And that has been such an amazing outcome of going through that. Is that I've been able to find people like that to connect, that I've connected with online and stuff. And you know what? It's as hard as it is sometimes to hear what people say online when they're watching it. You know, I lived it, and it was a lot harder to live than it is for them to watch. So
right.
I kind of feel like really great now. And I kind of feel like, well, I came out the other side of it and I'm still here. So
totally. And I mean,
so say what you will, but things are looking up.
To do a reality show, it really does take a certain type of person. I mean, you really have to have thick skin because we're putting ourselves out there completely. And I do think this season you opened up more than you ever have. I mean,
yeah,
you really
rough.
Got personal. And I didn't even know all of these things were going on because you are private with a lot of things like that.
Yeah, I'm not very good at communicating my feelings.
No, clearly. But watching it back, I was just like, I mean, I knew some level of like the issues that you have.
Yeah.
And I just can't say it enough. Like when I got in shape, I sent my trainer a picture of you and I was like, body goals,
make me
look like her.
Which every time
and
someone
does
that, I don't understand it. But
you need better mirrors in your apartment. I don't know what to say.
We do have really bad lighting. Maybe it's the light.
Yeah. Because you look amazing. But with doing our show, that is one of the things I love the most. It's so rewarding that people can relate to us and that we're helping people. I mean, I know me putting Shay's addiction out there wasn't necessarily something that I should have done without discussing it with him first.
Yes.
However, there were thousands of people who reached out to him and I just saying how inspiring it was that he was, you know, getting help in whatever way he was, et cetera. And it's just a lot of things that we do talk about on our show, body issues. I mean, there are a million things that people can relate to. And I'm like, this is why I do what I do. I have a meet and greet every night after my show. And whenever a fan comes up and is like, oh my God, because you said this, like you really helped me. I'm like, if I can help one person, I've done my job. And the fact that
it's
we're reaching
worth, like,
millions.
All the hate and the nonsense is. If there's one person that feels like you helped them. I mean, that honestly is... It's hard sometimes to focus on the positive because, of course, like you see those negative comments and you wonder like, well, why are they saying this and they're wrong or whatever. But, you know, if we can kind of train ourselves to just focus on those positive people that we connect with, I feel like, you know, it's all just sunshine and rainbows from here.
Yeah. Unicorns, sunshine and rainbows. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have some fan questions from Instagram that Ariana's going to answer. When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. Like, I'm small, some girls are big, but there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in all sizes from AA, like me, through G and half cup sizes, and that's Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. You don't have one, you should get one. Okay, did you guys know that the most old school bra brands only carry 15 sizes? Well, Third Love has 60 sizes, including half cups. Never heard of half cup sizes? That's because no one else does it. Third Love, baby. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they are offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Check it out. To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It just takes 60 seconds. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home, so you'll never have that awkward fitting room experience again. Try a Third Love bra, you guys. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're even wearing it. And if you don't agree, returns and exchanges are always easy and always free. This year, make the change. That will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/Sheena. You'll find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Sheena. Again, thirdlove.com/Sheena. And if you don't know how to spell my name, it's S-C-H-E-A-N-A.
Hi, this is Lillian Garcia, host of Chasing Glory here on Podcast One. Every week I'm talking to the biggest athletes and entertainers about their journey to success.
Did you hear this week's episode?
Stephanie McMahon is on Chasing Glory.
Thanks for having me, Lillian. That was quite an introduction.
The highs.
Let me just say that announcing the first ever Women's Royal Rumble was one of my most memorable moments.
And the lows.
I've almost been fired numerous times. It hasn't always been pretty.
This week, I keep it real, raw, and inspiring with WWE's Stephanie McMahon. Everything you want to know and didn't know.
What do you feel like having three daughters for Triple H has meant to him?
Make sure to subscribe and download new episodes every Monday of Chasing Glory with me, Lillian Garcia. You can get it exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, or on the all-new Podcast One app.
We're getting back into shenanigans.
Okay, so two girls and mom wants to know, what are your must-have skin products?
Oh my gosh, must-have skin products. Okay, I don't have all of, I don't know brands. I absolutely cannot live without, I have a PMD, a personal microdermabrasion device. Mm-hmm. I cannot live without that because I'm all about exfoliation. It's like the most important part of my routine. And then beyond that, I'm all about masks. I tend to want to use, I do use sunscreen, but I am outside working out, riding my horse in the sun. And so I love an aloe vera mask. I'm actually going to have an aloe vera mask in my company, Face Elixir, follow it. We're going to have an aloe vera and a cucumber for those who need a little bit of soothing.
Okay.
And yeah, I can't live without my moisturizer.
I like that. Cassandra Cole 13 wants to know, are you flattered when people copy your style or annoyed like I did with your hair? Any advice on different ways to wear it?
I think I am. I'm absolutely flattered if someone says, oh my, like when someone says I asked someone to give me the Ariana haircut. I'm like, that is so freaking cool. That makes me feel like amazing. I love it. And then I love when people send me pictures. I think it's the coolest thing ever. Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like the nicest thing ever. And I just love that people love it. It was a big risk. And I love that other people are down to take that risk with me.
And it looks amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, Summer would like to know, what is your favorite reality show? I know you're huge on watching reality TV.
The only reality show that I watch is RuPaul's Drag Race. And that's my favorite. It's my one and only.
And Pinche Bruja would like to know if either of us ever see ourselves on The Real Housewives in the future. My answer is hell yeah.
My answer is hell no.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you for being my first guest.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy for you, honestly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Ariana Madix, everyone. If you haven't got her lipstick line while it's still out, Frankie Rose Cosmetics, be sure to get it. Face Elixir, follow on Instagram and Twitter. And Cocktail Book when it comes out.
Oh, I'll let you know.
And I can't wait for TomTom to open. I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I am at Sheena on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. If you don't know how to spell my name, it's S-C-H-E-A-N-A. You can also follow Shenanigans on Instagram, where we will have a bunch of behind-the-scenes footage of my guests, the games we're playing, the cocktails we're drinking. And that is at Shenanigans. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Yeah. Come and get it.
Let me see you shake that.
Step in the club, little black dress.